松江区2020学年度第二学期模拟考质量监控试卷高三英语听力部分现在开始。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Wow, so many cars here. Is there any room to park our car?
No, it's not always convenient to have a car. Sometimes parking is really a problem.
Question.Where does this conversation probably take place?
2. Hello, this is Tom Davis. I have an appointment with Mrs. Jones for 9 o'clock, but I'm afraid I'll have to be about 15 minutes late.
That's all right, Mr. Davis. She doesn't have another appointment until 10 o'clock.
Question. When will Mrs. Jones most probably meet Mr. Davis?
3. It's surprising that Tom came out of the accident alive.
That's true. The car crashed into the wall and was completely damaged.
Question. What was the consequence of the accident?
4. Mr. Hunter is fluent in Italian, and now he's beginning to study German.
He also knows a little Japanese and Chinese.
Question. Which language is Mr. Hunter good at?
5. I have plenty of good ideas, but I haven't been able to organize them clearly. May I hand in the paper a few days late?
You know that I always prefer a well-written paper, even if it is late.
Question.What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
6.
When I go on a diet, I eat only fruit, and that takes off weight quickly.
I prefer to eat whatever I want and then run regularly to lose weight.
Question. How does the man control his weight?7.
I was terribly embarrassed when some of the audience got up and left in the middle of the performance.
Well, some people just can't seem to appreciate real-life drama.
Question. What are they talking about?
8. Oh, I think we left that roadmap at home. Do you know how to get to the beach?
No, I don't.But since we haven't gone very far, we might as well just turn around.
Question. What will the speakers probably do?
9. I think I'll go to a movie tonight instead of working on my papers.
I wouldn't if I were in your shoes.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. I was sorry to hear about Bill's being fired. I know he was sick a lot and that he usually got to work late.
It wasn't that. He made a big mistake in his financial report, which made his boss very angry.
Question. Why did Bill lose his job? 2. B. Directions.In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Computer programmer David Jones earns £55,000 a year designing new computer games, yet he cannot find a bank prepared to let him have a check card. Instead, he has been told to wait another 2 years until he is 18. The 16-year-old works for a small firm in Liverpool, where the problem of most young people of his age is finding a job. David's firm releases two new games for the expanding home computer market each month. But David's biggest headache is what to do with his money. Despite his salary, earned by inventing new programs within tight schedules, with profit sharing, he cannot drive a car, take out a mortgage, or obtain credit cards. David got his job 4 months ago, a year after leaving school and working for a time in a computer shop. He spends some of his money on records and clothes and gives his mother £40 a week. But most of his spare time is spent working. He said, "Unfortunately, computing was not part of our studies at school, but I had been studying it in books and magazines for 4 years in my spare time. I knew what I wanted to do and never considered staying on at school." "Most people in this business are fairly young anyway," David added. "I would like to earn $1 million, and I suppose early retirement is a possibility. You never know when the market might disappear."
Now listen again, please.
Computer programmer David Jones earns £55,000 a year designing new computer games, yet he cannot find a bank prepared to let him have a check card. Instead, he has been told to wait another 2 years until he is 18. The 16-year-old works for a small firm in Liverpool, where the problem of most young people of his age is finding a job. David's firm releases two new games for the expanding home computer market each month. But David's biggest headache is what to do with his money. Despite his salary, earned by inventing new programs within tight schedules, with profit sharing, he cannot drive a car, take out a mortgage, or obtain credit cards. David got his job 4 months ago, a year after leaving school and working for a time in a computer shop. He spends some of his money on records and clothes and gives his mother £40 a week. But most of his spare time is spent working. He said, "Unfortunately, computing was not part of our studies at school, but I had been studying it in books and magazines for 4 years in my spare time. I knew what I wanted to do and never considered staying on at school." "Most people in this business are fairly young anyway," David added. "I would like to earn $1 million, and I suppose early retirement is a possibility. You never know when the market might disappear."
Questions 11. How is David different from other young people of his age?
What is David's biggest problem now?
13. Why does David think he might retire early?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
More than 20 Chinese and American experts discover that young people of both countries are facing the same problems of economic and social pressures and lack of confidence. Under economic pressure, American young people have to work hard, and most students have to take part-time work in order to support themselves. In these circumstances, an American expert said, young people lack confidence, which was not the case in the 1960s when young Americans thought themselves capable of doing anything. In spite of the different conditions in China, the Chinese young people are also facing economic pressures and are worried about the future. Trading has appeared in many Chinese universities as students with something to sell try to make money on campus. Moreover, college students have begun to doubt whether what they are learning in class will help them find work, as many businesses totally ignore students of pure theory. In order to solve these problems, the Chinese and American experts agreed that youth organizations should call on the whole society to create favorable conditions for the healthy growth of young people, as well as to encourage them to meet the urgent needs of society.
Now listen again, please.
More than 20 Chinese and American experts discover that young people of both countries are facing the same problems of economic and social pressures and lack of confidence. Under economic pressure, American young people have to work hard, and most students have to take part-time work in order to support themselves. In these circumstances, an American expert said, young people lack confidence, which was not the case in the 1960s when young Americans thought themselves capable of doing anything. In spite of the different conditions in China, the Chinese young people are also facing economic pressures and are worried about the future. Trading has appeared in many Chinese universities as students with something to sell try to make money on campus. Moreover, college students have begun to doubt whether what they are learning in class will help them find work, as many businesses totally ignore students of pure theory. In order to solve these problems, the Chinese and American experts agreed that youth organizations should call on the whole society to create favorable conditions for the healthy growth of young people, as well as to encourage them to meet the urgent needs of society.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about?
Which of the following can best describe the young Americans in the 1960s?
What conclusion can we draw according to the experts' opinions? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
So, why exactly does your job have a reputation for being stressful?
Stress is generally driven by the feeling of being out of control of a situation, and the feeling of a situation controlling you. Trading in financial markets combines both.
How do you relax in the evening?
I very rarely do anything work-related, so it's easy to escape the markets. I generally go to the gym or go for a run, especially if I've had a bad day. I always cook a meal rather than have a takeaway, to do something my brain would regard as creative.
Do you think what you do to relax is an effective way to beat stress?
I don't think there's a specific rule about how to beat stress. I generally find that what I do is effective for me.
Would you consider changing your job because of the high stress factor?
I have considered leaving my job due to stress-related factors. However, I do think that an element of stress is a good thing, and if used the right way, can actually be a positive thing.
What do you enjoy about the stressful aspects of your job?
Having said all that, I do actually enjoy an element of uncertainty. I enjoy a mental challenge. Trading generates a wide range of emotions second by second. How you deal with and manage those emotions dictates short, medium, and long-term trading performance and success.
Now listen again, please. So, why exactly does your job have a reputation for being stressful?
Stress is generally driven by the feeling of being out of control of a situation, and the feeling of a situation controlling you. Trading in financial markets combines both.
How do you relax in the evening?
I very rarely do anything work-related, so it's easy to escape the markets. I generally go to the gym or go for a run, especially if I've had a bad day. I always cook a meal rather than have a takeaway, to do something my brain would regard as creative.
Do you think what you do to relax is an effective way to beat stress?
I don't think there's a specific rule about how to beat stress. I generally find that what I do is effective for me.
Would you consider changing your job because of the high stress factor?
I have considered leaving my job due to stress-related factors. However, I do think that an element of stress is a good thing, and if used the right way, can actually be a positive thing.
What do you enjoy about the stressful aspects of your job?
Having said all that, I do actually enjoy an element of uncertainty. I enjoy a mental challenge. Trading generates a wide range of emotions second by second. How you deal with and manage those emotions dictates short, medium, and long-term trading performance and success.
Questions. 17. What is the man's job?
Why does the man prefer to cook a meal rather than have a takeaway?
19. What does the man say about an element of stress in his job?
20. What can we learn from the conversation?